I'm in a neighborhood miles from Chicago's glitzy downtown, but there are still plenty of shops, restaurants, and furniture stores to attract shoppers up here. And one thing the neighborhood has a problem with is parking. Up until recently, it's only been 25 cents per hour to park here. And as you can guess, that really cheap price for parking has meant very few parking spots available for people that are driving through. Now the neighborhood's going through a change. It's bumping up to 75 cents per hour. And then in just a few years, it's going to be $2 per hour to park here. So I'm basically here in the neighborhood to see what business owners think this transformation of the parking price will have on their business. And I'm going to start at this grocery store. It's called Parse Grocery. And the sign here says it serves up Mediterranean food, tea, and gifts. Now, the owner is Cyrus Hagigi.
So, of course, nobody would come. And it would be too expensive for them to spend so much money for the parking. And I don't know why they are doing this. It makes everybody worried.
All right, well, that's one shop owner who thinks the parking price increase is going to scare shoppers away. But I went around the neighborhood to get some other opinions, and I'm now at the Andersonville Galleria. I'm here with the clerk. His name is Rafe Pepin. And Rafe Pepin, what do you think about the parking price increase?
With the parking meter rates being at a quarter an hour now, what happens a lot of times is store employees or managers will take up the parking on the street and kind of just feed the meter every hour and stay there all day, whereas this might kind of provoke them to look for street parking a little further away so that they wouldn't have to feed higher meter rates all day, and open up space for people who are visiting the neighborhood to do some shopping.
Okay, we have two opinions. One, higher prices will scare people away. And the other opinion is that higher prices might free up space for more paying customers. So who's got it right? Well, I put this to a kind of parking guru. His name is Donald Shoup, and he teaches at UCLA. I've told Dr. Shoup about how tight parking is in this neighborhood and where prices are headed.
The higher prices that drive away some people will attract other people who are willing to pay for the curb parking if they can easily find the space. Well, who do you think will spend more in a store or leave a bigger tip in a restaurant? Somebody who will come only if they can park free after driving around long enough to find a vacant space? Or someone who's willing to pay the market price for parking if they can easily find a vacant space?
Dr. Shoup says cities often make parking too cheap. He says this discourages public transit. Plus, it wastes gas because meters fill up fast and shoppers keep driving around to find the few empty ones. Shoup says politicians just don't want to increase fees. In Chicago's case, the city privatized parking meters, so the city made one tough decision that will last 75 years. Shoup says there's a better way. Set aside some of the parking money and spend it in neighborhoods that generate it.
Some cities in California, they steam clean the sidewalks twice a month. They sweep them every night. They remove graffiti every night. They have historic street lighting. And I think it makes people proud of the neighborhood they live in.
Donald Shoup says some people still won't like parking price increases. But he says there's plenty of fuss at first. Then people chuck over the additional money and they forget the increase ever happened. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Alvey.